This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, the 2nd of May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, Israel is experiencing mild and pleasant weather. The sun is shining brightly in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, making it a perfect day to be outside. In Haifa, the temperatures remain comfortable with a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, earlier today, Israel Air Force Chief Maj. Gen Tomer Bar exits with a warning. No nuclear deal with Iran would be a major failure. Also, I-24 News reports from earlier today that unless Iran's enriched uranium is shipped out, the latest war will go down as a failure, according to an IDF official. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that two were injured and a car destroyed in a Hezbollah drone attack against the northern Israel border town earlier today. Separately, Walla reports a serious incident in Kiryat Atta with a grenade and gunfire targeting a law office earlier this hour. And finally, from Forward, earlier today, women in Israel moved closer to equality as three women sat for a historic rabbinical exam. Reaction has been swift on social media. Visegrad 24, a regional news platform, posted 2 hours ago that the United States plans to withdraw 5,000 troops from Germany. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya reported 2 hours ago that Pastor Mark Burns engaged in a heated debate over Trump's role in confronting Iran. From X, the latest. I-24News_EN shared footage 2 hours ago of interceptions of rockets and drones over northern Israel. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Maj. Gen. Tomer Bar's departure. As reported by Ynet, he led the Israel Air Force through turbulent times, including historic strikes and internal challenges. His exit signals concerns over Iran's nuclear ambitions. The lack of a nuclear deal could escalate regional tensions. Turning to the IDF's stance on Iran, I-24 News highlights the urgency. An unnamed official warns that without action on Iran's uranium stockpile, Israel may face another military operation. This underscores the fragile state of regional security. Meanwhile, in northern Israel, a Hezbollah drone attack injured two people. The Jerusalem Post details how this violation of ceasefire agreements heightens tensions with Lebanon. Such incidents remind residents of the persistent security threats at the border. In Kiryat Atta, a disturbing attack on a law office involved a grenade and gunfire. Walla describes it as part of a worrying trend of violence. This incident raises concerns about public safety in the city. Finally, a historic moment for women in Israel, as reported by Forward. Three women took the rabbinical exam, challenging long-standing gender barriers. This milestone could inspire further progress toward gender equality in Israel. On the economic front. First, Israel Hayom Business reports Micha Oren, a former senior executive at Yad 2, launched a new venture called KEEZ. This platform aims to revolutionize car buying and selling in Israel by offering free postings with optional paid promotions. Separately, Walla Business highlights the Shabbat battle in Dimona. The city's debate over opening a pharmacy on Shabbat reflects deeper cultural and religious tensions affecting community dynamics. And finally, from Globes, Deputy Budget Commissioner Tama Levi-Bone warns of a trauma economy. She emphasizes that Israel faces tough choices between maintaining security, managing debt, and preserving the standard of living. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.